This is from Rabbi Meir Hartstein.
I really didn't come from American type issues. I'm in some safe, which I'm more used to those days of more Hasidic time. So I didn't really have any much experience with literature.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was asking a literature, I would say no, like I say, I don't know. So when I came to the Shiva, I had to go for Feher to get in. So I met him, that was the first impression was a little different. That was on 53.
Mm-hmm.
I came to South and I had to go for Feher. So I mean, first of all, I mean, the whole impression was different. I wasn't used to it. The full beard, the pace, like the whole. It's different than our Zerugel. So then he gave me the Feher. What he wanted to know was most probably not how much I know, but most probably how much I understand learning. He didn't give me enough Feher to see all my bikis of what I know. He wanted to know what's fair in this Gemara, what's the Teretz on it. He just wanted to get an idea how the Havon of the person was. So that was the first experience that I had.
What?
It wasn't my choice. I didn't choose to
know. Who was the Rebbe?
The father.
The father.
I was a Rosh Yeshiva in Chassan Sofer. Those days he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Chassan Sofer.
He was a Litvish, wasn't he?
Right. He was a Litvish, which came into Hasidic Tachyushi. But he was the son-in-law of the Master of Heroes, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he became eventually a Rosh Yeshiva, and later on he had his own Yeshiva. So he sent me to Lakewood because he thought it wasn't good for me to remain. I should go. So that was the first experience. Then when I came to Lakewood, you know, everything was very strange to me because I wasn't used to being together with all these American type of boys. I wasn't used to this. So by me, working.
Let me just check.
I came to the yeshiva. I mean, was a chiddush that how is the Rosh Yeshiva? Now, you know, all European Rosh Yeshiva, in a demand respect, from the, you know, these big, tall American boys. So for me, it looked funny how it was happening. So he came in to base matter to say the shiur, everyone gets up for him, and he goes up. So I'm already seeing, like, you know, all everyone's getting up for him, so I see there is a derech eretz over here. And then once he started saying his shiur, and saw the goyness on the shiur, so there was no question anymore how he demands respect from the oyvim. If I was there in Yeshiva about 4 weeks, so I really didn't know too much, you know, the Mahal, the Horach Yelich of the Yeshiva. So my Chavruta tells me he has a car ride and go in from New York for Shabbos. But that was something that wasn't here, didn't have no permission to leave for Shabbos. Maybe once as a man, the person had permission for that. So I went in for Shabbos, I followed the way they were leading me, that's why I went along with them. And I had a different chavrusa that was angry and that I went without permission. So he told the mashgiach, and they made up, they're going to go complain to the shiur about it. So after I came back, the shiur called me up over and he said, you know, ask me about it. But it was a very gentle and easy way, even though the shiur was known to be, when it comes to learning, you know, that I was very excitable and everyone knows him as a fiery person. So when it came to talk to the Talmud, I'd say any kind of a time against him, I made sure to do it gently and easy. The same thing when he gave a shmooze to the rab, they had something against the oil that they're not doing something right, also at the same halach. Gentle and easy, not to really hurt them, not to get the ball out. It was a nice, easy, gentle way. He watched, it was different. So when the Shiva dealt with the world, when they had to fight against the wrong Hashkofas, so there they went strong fire against them. So people from the world don't know the second side of the Shiva, how he acted in the Yeshiva, how his Mahalach was. Yeah, but the Shurim it was also excitable and fiery, but when he dealt with the but the Talmidim was gentle. And also, the Shiva Zal was a person who was always Meshabeach people. He always looked on the good side. Would not hear him criticize, talk against people. Even that one, there was once a story, there was a big tumult against a certain person, what he was doing, and people complained to the Shiva about it. He said, the only thing he said, I told him all, I'm showing his up. Since why he didn't go on to discuss about it. I remember that we made a siyum on Shas, like each bracha took a different mesechta. Then he asked me, what mesechta did you learn? So I told him, Shabbos. Said, oh, next to the biggest mesechta. So we figured like a shvach, even though he didn't speak too much, but that's how the shvach was. And also when I was a chosim, he spoke to me, told me about my future father, he was meshabeach him to me. And that was the mahalach of Rashi Zal, always to see meshabeach and see the good, not to talk against people. The whole, but the world knows him for his toughness and his strong lachomas that came to fight against wrong hashkofas. He had this idea about the two bottom
and reverse.
There were two Bota Medroshim in the lake in those days. The main base marriage for everyone learned, and you had the Benheim building, which had the dining room with the old base marriage, a dormitory on top. And she was out Friday night. After the school, he used to prepare his shiurim, he used to learn it over, the shiurim, then walk from this building, the Benheim building, to the larger base of marriage, hello the shiurim to a few people. That's the way he used to prepare shiurim to be said either on Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos, depending on how big the day was. So when he used to walk off from one building, he used to walk himself, and I was under the impression that Shiurim does not feel comfortable walking at night from one building to the other building, but no one used to walk with him. I told her to some older boys I know was going along with him. She said, okay, you go with him. Then I used to go, that was my steady job, going to Rosh Hashanah Friday nights from building to building. And I had to prepare something for that, a child to ask him. But the Shimon himself never asked anyone to come along with him when he used to walk, and just offer on my own. Even though my impression was that he wasn't comfortable doing it. Okay, also about my experience about how dealing with Shidduchim, even though Rosh Hashanah was not directly involved, but when I came back after going out with my girl, yesterday, what happened? So one time I told him that I wasn't interested. He asked me how come, why things, what's wrong? So I told him whatever I had to say. A different time, when I came back, and he asked me again, what's doing? So I said, the other side didn't want. He said, nope, not the shirt, he went straight back to the way. He didn't want to waste any time discussing things that doesn't have any, has no meaning or value to it, so don't waste any time, just go back straight to life. After I was married, this last day of the Shavuot I came back to Lakewood, my friends made a Shavuot for me. The next day, told me, nope, the Shavuot is finished, so he has to get back to learning right away. So I thought I still have one more day. It was still the seventh day of the Shavuot Brachos. It shows that the Rosh Hashanah didn't want people wasting time in that when they could learn. One time before Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah wanted to give me extra money. So besides what the Kabbalah did, because before Yom Tov, obviously I told that time I didn't really need it, but let's see that he had me in mind, he had the Talmid in mind, who figured needed more money before Yom Tov, he wanted to give them. And the last story I have was after, this is what I told then, like the last year that I was living. He knew that I was learning already different Masechta, not Yeshuvah Masechta. So he told me that he wants me to learn one Seder, the Yeshuvah Masechta. He was also he was pretty strong on it. He didn't let me get out of it. His mind was made very strong, even though I used to say with Shurim, even though I was learning a different sector, but Rosh Hashanah was very strong at this thing that he did not want. He wanted me bedafka to learn the Yeshuvah sector. So that was that last year, one say that I was learning the sector, and the attack was a very big toyalis for me. I saw that starting and learning attack was a very big change, that I was learning the sector while I was saying the Shura. And Rosh Hashanah told me that time, you don't have to finish Shas at one time. But it was really a very big tayalis. I mean, Rosh Hashanah was machavim right about that. But there's one more story that I just remind myself that I want to say. There was a maisa that they were supposed to hire a new cook. And I heard that the cook was a young couple. And the derech was that the waiters used to come into the kitchen, and the cook used to serve to the waiters. You know, every time a different bocha was a waiter, the bocha would come into the kitchen, and the waiter and the cook would serve all the things, and the waiter would take it in. So I felt like I don't see how bocharim can handle with a lady, a young lady, a 22-year-old lady. It didn't seem bad that. It's fitting. So I went to Rosh Hashanah and I told, like, you know, it's a young lady, the bocher come in, she has to serve them. It doesn't seem fitting. I don't see anything wrong with it. She says she's there with the husband is hard to get in the kitchen. What can be wrong with it? So Rosh Hashanah didn't understand what my problem was, and by me it sounds very like a double portion. I mean, boys can't handle it, young ladies. So then I told someone, I spoke to someone, the story what happens. I said, what do you worry about this lady? This is 22 years old, but she looks like she's 40. That was nice how it was. I told that, speaking to the Mashgiach about it, he said, that's how it is. The Shiuzah, when he does something, even though you might not agree with him, Cheshbon, how it's right, but the Shiuzah is always right.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Hochstein, for your words.